Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
First, let's get to Dana's Dirt, brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana.
Another award show is on the way. This time, it's the American Music Awards, and the nominees were announced yesterday. The Weeknd and Roddy Ricch, they lead the way. They each have 8 nominations.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they're both up for Artist of the Year, along with Bieber, Post, and Taylor Swift.
I'm surprised Billie Eilish didn't make that list.
For Artist of the Year?
She's had quite the year, yeah?
She's had a decent year, but she hasn't put out a ton of
new material.
New stuff.
Is that why? Okay.
Yeah. You are so far behind the times.
I know.
I'm trying to sound like you're with it by throwing out these names. Like, why didn't Adele? She just did SNL.
Right. She should be in there somewhere. She killed it.
You can see it. It's going to be live on Sunday, November 22nd.
Okay. With actual people in the crowd?
I have no idea. They haven't announced a host yet. So I guess depending on how they do it, whether or not they'll need a host.
Adele.
Yes, please let Adele do it.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah. Kazakhstan is not fighting the Borat thing anymore. They were not happy with that portrayal of people from their country. But now they're actually using Borat's catchphrase, very nice, in tourism ads. And there was actually one official who went on the record and said, in COVID times when tourism spending is on hold, it was good to see the country mentioned in the media.
Any advertising is good advertising, right? Just we'll mention our name. That's all we ask. It's very nice.
We're wide open. Drake had a birthday party for himself over the weekend, and I guess he had a printed menu or something. Anyway, somebody got a hold of the menu and posted it online, and people are having those pineapple on pizza kind of discussions. Yes. Like, is this gross, or do you think that it's these two flavors work together? Because one of the items that he served was mac and cheese with sun-dried tomato, which sounds yummy.
Yes.
Capers.
Okay, doable.
Parsley.
Oh, yeah.
And raisins.
Nope. That's where you lost me. Why? It's mac and cheese. It doesn't need any of that stuff.
It just seems mean.
Right.
You know? Like you know this isn't good for you. You know? I'm just going to ruin it just a little bit.
What is that in there? I don't know. Try it. No, you try it. Oh, it's a raisin. Gross.
I'm going to break your addiction to mac and cheese. You really could stop someone from eating just about anything by throwing raisins in there.
I absolutely agree.
I'm making this tonight and testing this.
You let us know how it is.
I will.
When you're not at work tomorrow, we'll know why.
I hope you make it with Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I am.
The best. The powdered stuff, of course.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she did.
The Daily Dilemma.
With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
If you're good at giving advice to friends, maybe you can help her out with this dilemma.
So here's my dilemma. I'm interested in my son's soccer coach and want to ask him out for a drink, but my son's begging me not to. I've never seen a wife or a girlfriend at the game, so I'm guessing he doesn't have one, and he doesn't wear a wedding ring. So what should I do? I really like him and want to ask him out, but I also don't want to embarrass my son, and I care about his feelings. So what do you think?
Your son will get over it. Mama's got to be happy. That's what I say. Go for it. You only live once.
Are you kidding me?
No, how old's that? What if all of a sudden she starts dating the soccer coach? Now you have the coolest mom ever because she's dating your coach. I think you should go, no?
Mm-mm.
Opposite, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
If it's going to make you, this is an activity for your son.
Yes.
Right? This is supposed to be about
and
your
maybe
son.
Mom too.
No, it's supposed to be about your son. I mean, it can wait then until the end of the season or something.
No.
Because if there's any awkwardness for him with the other kids on the team,
right.
I just think that it can wait.
It's going to get even more awkward then?
Yeah, I don't see doing that to your kid.
I mean, first off, I need to give her props for checking the hand for a ring because I do the exact same thing.
Of course, you gotta look.
I say go for it. Your son, like you said, Jay, will get over it. And if not, he will be the star player on that team because you are dating now the coach.
Unless he says, no, thank you. I just don't wear my ring to practice. Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But, oh, that got weird. All right, what do you think? Should she do it or no? 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
Mom thinks the son's soccer coach is cute, wants to ask him out for a drink. Son says, please don't. That's so embarrassing. Ron, should she put aside what her kid says and go for it or no?
I don't think she should do it. It's not a dating site. It's an activity for her son. She should respect his feelings.
I kind of really, really disagree with, oh, well, he'll get over it. Oh, come on.
All right, so you side with Dana on this one.
That sounds a little selfish, yeah. Saying he'll get over it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not a dating site. It's an activity for your kids. You know, let him do his thing.
All right, Ron, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Jen, should she ask him out or no?
No, definitely not. Abort mission. Cancel all plans.
What about what Dana said, like wait until after the season's over? Is it fair game then?
I think it's fair game after the son is done learning from him. So even if this season's over, what about next season? That could get real complicated real quick.
So yeah. Coach is off limits.
Well, I mean, and then what if the coach doesn't reciprocate those feelings and it's just awkward all the time?
True.
It's awkward for the kid. It's awkward for her. Why would that be worth it?
Okay.
Nope.
Focus on the
kid. There's lots of fish in the sea.
All right. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Do you believe in ghosts? I see. Me too.
Maybe. Like a firm thing.
Yeah. 407-919-1051. I'm going to say that I don't. My wife wholeheartedly believes. She swears that a house that she lived in, grew up in middle school in Lake Mary, was haunted. And she can give me examples of things that happened. I'm just not buying it. You know, people like to go spend the night at haunted houses and overnight and see crazy things happen in Casadega and different places. And I'm like, I would do that because I don't believe anything's going
to
happen.
See, I believe in ghosts enough to not do those things.
So that's where the line draws.
Just in case.
Chantel,
yes.
You believe?
I totally believe. So I had two encounters back in my house in Massachusetts. One was way back in the day when I had a Razor phone. I took a picture outside. I was taking a selfie. Lo and behold, there was a face right next to mine in this selfie, and it was my great-grandfather, who I had never met.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of these touch lights that you really had to push on to, like, get to the brightness that you wanted.
Right.
We left with it off every day. We came home with it on the brightest setting.
It was on a timer.
There was no timer.
It's like a glitch or something.
No.
Right. No. It's an electrical glitch. There's no, like, cups or glasses flying across the room or anything. See, that's why it's never exact. Like, sell me. Change my mind.
She has a photograph.
Show me the picture.
On a Razor phone?
Well, there's got to be proof somewhere, right? Do you believe in ghosts? And if you do, it can't just be after a night of a bunch of White Claws or some bad sushi or something. Like, full on, give me a true story, something that actually happened, and make me a believer. 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
The state of Florida came in at number 11 for the most number of ghosts seen and ghost stories. But only 20% of people actually say they do exist. Good morning, Juliana. Do you believe in ghosts? Can you change my mind? Because I don't believe.
Yeah.
What happened? Change my mind.
Okay, so my great-grandma, she died about like a month or so ago. And like her husband died like around 20 years before her. So she was buried next to him, and the day after her death, my mom was outside under my cabana, and then she saw two almost identical butterflies dancing in front of her in midair, completely in sync. And I feel like that was my great-grandma and her husband.
Now, see, I've had that before.
Yeah, and had that thought.
Yeah, my grandmother, her favorite bird was a red cardinal, and I have a red cardinal. I never see red cardinals, but it's in my yard now, and I always think of my grandma. So I do believe in that kind of stuff, Julia, and I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
Because it's not spooky.
Yes, exactly. Hey, you have a happy Halloween, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right, Sherry, can you change my mind?
I can, I believe. Hi, Jay, how are you?
Wonderful. So what happened?
Well, he's now my ex-husband, but my husband at the time planned a vacation for us to New York City, and he didn't tell me where we were checking in. It was supposed to be a surprise. Oh, it was a surprise, all right. The hotel we checked into was definitely haunted. He knew all along, so he was talking to them, asking them about what time the spirits start dancing and stuff downstairs in front of me.
Yeah.
And my eyes about flicked out of my head. And we were sleeping when we finally got to the room. The wallpaper and stuff looked like all dead bodies. It was weird. We got to the room, we're sleeping, and stuff started flying across the room, literally.
Like what?
A fork comes sailing across the room off the tray where we had dinner. And I told him the next morning after the night of all kinds of flying stuff around the room, that was it. I was leaving, and I was going to Marriott, and he could stay in a Hot and Gold hotel.
I can't believe you stayed the night.
Right. I mean, the first thing that slammed up against the wall, I would have been gone. That was my exit. Right. That's my cue.
I was too afraid to leave the room because they told us that the lady said, yeah, about midnight, things start walking up and down the halls. I'm like, oh, my God.
Fire yeah, exit. Me.
Yeah.
Yes. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.